Welcome to the Bridging the Divide podcast. Each week, we'll explore the key factors that have contributed to today's economic divide, hear from experts and changemakers, and offer practical insights for aspiring entrepreneurs who are ready to break down barriers and inspire others. Join me as we navigate the challenges and opportunities for closing the economic gap, one conversation at a time. Welcome back to the Bridging the Divide podcast. I'm your host, Rolando Bonilla. If you're listening to this, it means you've already done something most people never do. You face down your fear of failure, and you push past worrying about what others think. That alone is a big deal. Most people get stuck there. They talk about starting a business, but that's all it ever is, talk. So first, I want to acknowledge you. Congratulations for taking the first real steps towards your dream. Now, let's get into the next chapter. Capitalizing your company, building real, sustainable cash flow. How do you take your idea and turn it into a business that can grow? It starts with understanding exactly where you are in the business ecosystem. I hear it all the time. I want to build the next Google. I'm working on becoming the next Facebook. Look, I love the ambition. I really do. Those stories are the American dream. But let's get real for a second. Right now, you are a small business, and that's powerful. According to the U.S. Small Business Administration, there are over 33 million small businesses in America, employing 61.7 million people. That's approximately 46% of the nation's entire private workforce. So why do I start here? Because when you recognize where you are, you can make smarter decisions, especially about money. Whether you're chasing investors, applying for a loan, or like I did, bootstrapping one customer at a time, you need to understand the game you're actually playing. Here's a common pitfall. New business owners tell me they've got an amazing marketing strategy. 3 months later, they're frustrated. The results aren't there. They ask, "Is my marketing broken?" And my answer is usually, "Your approach might be." Because you're trying to play the big corporation game, but you're not a big corporation yet. So how do you win? You win by delivering. By creating a product or service that's so good, one person tells another, then another. That's how you start to build a brand. That's how you start to generate cash flow. That's how you capitalize your business. When I started, I knew I wasn't getting a bank loan. I didn't have investors lining up. But I had people, and I leaned into my network. If your friends, family, or former colleagues don't know what you offer or how you can help solve a problem, then you're missing your easiest wins. Let's take it back to some names you do know. McDonald's started with one burger joint in San Bernardino. KFC, Colonel Sanders literally sold chicken door to door. Google, Apple, Hewlett-Packard, all born in garages. Nike, Phil Knight sold shoes out of the trunk of his car. These companies didn't begin with media budgets or influencer deals. They began with sweat, grit, and one sale at a time. Too many people go looking for shortcuts, but the truth is, most of us won't go viral, and we won't be overnight sensations, and that's okay. Instead of chasing fast results, spend your time making the best product possible. Deliver, serve, repeat. That's the formula. That's your real marketing strategy. That's how people discover you and how they refer others to you. You don't need a massive campaign. You need conversations, relationships, integrity, and value. This is what I call a real market education. It's not taught in textbooks. But it's how businesses really grow. So if you're asking, how do I capitalize my company? Here's your answer. Start where you are. Use what you have. Sell what you believe in, one person at a time. It's like running for political office. Shake hands, show up, bring value. This is the real work. It's not always sexy, but it's how sustainable companies are built. Do you have what it takes? I think you do. So let's go get it and let's make it happen. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening to the Bridging the Divide podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, please leave a review, share with a friend, and give us a follow on all of our platforms. Special thanks to you for taking the time to listen today.